On March 18, 2005, the Federation of Workers' Councils and Unions of Iraq, one of Iraq's three trade union federations, announced the formation of the Iraqi Freedom Congress. How is this body different from the Federation of Workers' Councils?
Well, Iraqi Freedom Congress is an umbrella of all of the organizations. Iraq war movement established to put a frame to the libertarian movement in Iraq and secular movement in Iraq. As a worker movement, a women movement, a student movement, secular movement, and the Federation of Workers, one of the organizations belong to the IFC, like a student union, like the oil union, like the women organization, women freedom organization, and many professors from the Baghdad and Basra University. Iraqi Freedom Congress is the political alternative of this, of the worker, political alternative of the women, of the student, of the secular people, of the ordinary people, because that Iraqi Freedom Congress, besides this, is umbrella and want to mobilize movement to end the occupation and interference political Islam, rebuild civil society, and establish non-religious, non-nationalist government.
The ethnic and sectarian gangs in the Lebanon civil war, in Kosovo and in Rwanda, divided the power and wealth among themselves, while the people got nothing but bullets and destruction. That was an appeal by the Iraqi Freedom Congress, published on uslaboragainstwar.org on February 23, 2006. Now, in the case of Iraq, who are the gangs or the powers who could benefit or are already benefiting from the sectarian violence?
Well, there is the situation in Iraq now. The sectarian war is burning the society. Even those parties, part of the dark scenario, till now didn't admit it about this sectarian war. Even the occupation forces and the American administrations. The description of our society and divided the society to the ethnic and the national society created by the American administrations before the war, before the occupation 2003. It was in London conference December 2002, when under the American administration umbrella and the British government umbrella have arranged a conference, and that conference brings all of the parties, ethnic parties, religious party, tribal parties, and the nationalist party, and to get legitimacy to the war, to the larger war on Iraqi people. After the occupation, in the same scenario, went to establish governing councils, the ethnic and the nationalist governing council. After the governing council established the interim government, after the interim government, transition government, all of this, and also the elections, two elections created by the American occupation, and talking about the democracy, and it is an irony when you are talking about the democracy and election under the militia control, and that elections and also constitution give the legitimacy to this division of the Iraqi society. This is what is going now in Iraq. It is a result of the occupation, result of the war, result of the American policies in Iraq. Your question is who are? It is very clear. It is a Shia party and the Sunni party, Kurdish national party, participated in the power, and looking for its interest, looking to get a power in the Iraqi society, and the innocent people in Iraq pay the price. And after the the explosion of the Shia holy places, more than 100,000, this is a United Nations report, escaped from the area because there is ethnic cleansing against the Shia and Sunni. And I'd like to mention about the Shia and Sunni term. I apologize when I use this word, because 3 years ago, before the occupation, it was shame to talk about you are Shia or Sunni. For example, I can give you a simple example. My family is a a simple family. We are six brothers. The background of the our fathers is a Shi'i, and all of our wives, the background is a Sunni. Never talked about you as Shi'i or Sunni. Now they impose this description and division of the Iraqi society, but till now there is a very strong resistance from the ordinary people against the ethnic conflict. But I can give you guarantee it will not be like Kosovo and Lebanon, as you mentioned. If not movement like IFC not involved in this situation and prevent this ethnic cleansing, like for example this places living the majority Shi'i, they go the Shi'as party cleanse, go to the ethnic cleansing against the Sunnah and opposite. We are because
but using the term Shia again, the Shia are the majority in Iraq and the parties are in power, the Shia parties, most of them. Does that mean that the Shia, the majority of the Shia, the working people and the poor and the Shia and so on, are benefiting?
No, no. I told you, there is still now ordinary people has very strong resistance against this ethnic conflict. This is 3 years they are trying all of these groups to create civil war. But unfortunately, the civil war is starting. And do you know what is very significant? Those sectarian group attacked the innocent people, never attacked to another groups, never go to the fighting between each other, between the Shi'as party or the Sunnis party, attack the innocent people. Just yesterday, I don't know if you heard about the news in Iraq and in Baghdad, one of those member of the political Islamic party go to the suicide bombing in the restaurant and all killed all of this in the restaurant workers. And innocent people paid the price. And the ethnic cleansing against the ordinary people, not against the gangsters party. Because that there is no support, there is no sympathy from the ordinary people with those ethnic and the sectarian groups. We are working hard. We opened two people houses. We had a statement about no Shi'i, no Sunni. We believe in human identity. And the ordinary people has made thousands of coming by themselves in the cities and between themselves. And we talk, we had such mass meetings with the people, and we told in a state of use your gun against your neighbor because Shi'i or Sunni, this is hypocrisy, this is a big lie. The Shi'i or Sunni division imposed by those parties, go use this gun and go to the self-defense and go prevent the sectarian war to go to the ethnic cleansing.
So how then do you divide the Iraqi society?
Well, the history of the Iraqi society is a civilized history. And because that, they couldn't bring all of the people, ordinary people, to go to the to participate in this civil war. The we are IFC working to create government as a secular and non-nationalist government to give one identity to the Iraqi society.
Now we'll come back to that. But how do you divide the Iraqi society then, if it's not a division between Shia and Sunni? So is there another division?
And I give you an example about family.
Did they talk about rich and poor?
Yes, they talk about rich.
So that's my question. Is there another division?
Of course there is another division. Saddam's government was not Sunni's party, was nationalist party. And in many speech and many interview in the United States, I said, I can give you many evidence. Like, for example, do you know the placard of after the occupation? 55 wanted. Do you know 35 from 55 Shia? And do you know the leadership of the Ba'ath Party was 50 and 23 from the Shia? That's majority. The leadership of the Ba'ath Party was Shia. And the majority of the placard of the American occupation, it's 35 as a Shia. This is hypocrisy.
So there were sections of the Shia repressing their own people, the Shia people.
Now, if you go to the Basra, we are arranging to the general strike, okay, in the oil sections, and we took all of the workers, and we said this worker go to the unite and go to participate in this strike. This the message from the workers. This message: we are worker, We have a Christian, we have Muslim, we have Shia, we have Sunni, we have Kurdish, we have Turkoman, but we are worker. The enemy, our enemy is occupation and this puppet government. Our enemy knows because you are Shi'i or Sunni.
Before the invasion and the occupation, for years, the Iraqi people never worried about the sectarian identity. So what did help people not to be sectarian at that time?
I told you, Iraqi people is an educated people. History of the Iraqi people is a civilized history. And the conflict is not between the Shia and Sunni. And you mentioned about that. The conflict and the history of until the 1920, after the 1921, till Saddam's government, the history of the conflict between the worker movement, liberty movement, with the nationalist movement, bourgeois movement, because that when you talk about the Shia and Sunni at that time, everybody make fun of you. And there is another thing that's very important to tell you. It was in that time, so that's going, there is a law. It's called national security. If you talk about the Shia or Sunni, they put you in the jail and said you are threatened the national security, national unity. This is the Saddam's government. Even I'd like to do like a joke. I met accident the Richard Perl as the architect of the occupation, and I believe you know him. And when the media focus on me and Richard Perl, before that he didn't know who I am. It's just he heard about the Iraqi freedom, like Iraqi freedom operation. And they said, "Hi, Samir, how are you? Nice to meet you. Where did you come from? Baghdad, nice to meet you." I said, "Hi, Richard, how are you? I am Samir, I am the president." Yes, I know. The media focus on me and they ask me, "What do you think if the American forces go out? Like, it is not chaos." I told them, "Are you joking? It is not anything. It is not chaos now. It is chaos now. When you killed one Iraqi people at 10 a.m. by $100 front of the policies, and the policies never say about anything, not ask you why you killed these people. When you, the Ministry of Interior, attack the innocent people in Adamiya, and Adamiya people go to the self-defense front of the American American tanks. It is not, it is chaos." Richard Pett get angry. He was mentioned about in front of media, "I'm pro-Saddam and pro Ba'ath government." He said, "Where have you been under Saddam government?" I told him, "I was in the jail in 1992. I was for 25 days under the torture. My left side doesn't work. I have a problem in my hearing because the torture of Saddam Hussein. But it is not worth it. I can't accept to go to the destroyed Iraqi society because you are looking for the freedom." It is kind of the hypocrisy. Richard Perl get angry and he left me and ran away. And this is the same. We are against the Saddam. We are against the Saddam government. We know who is Saddam Hussein. We know what's the torture of Saddam Hussein. But if you make comparison between in that time, I can't accept to destroy this society because you want to overthrow Saddam Hussein.
You argue for a UN force, United Nations force, to replace the US military forces and their allies. Did the United Nations prevent what happened in Rwanda, Kosovo, and Lebanon?
Do you know? I don't believe United Nations. United Nations is an umbrella of the United States administration, and United Nations give legitimacy to the occupation of America in Iraq. And what is going today in Iraq is under the legitimacy of the United Nations. Sometimes I said Kofi Annan is a servant in the American administration, not servants in United Nations places, because that. I think United States administrations control everything, and the Bush administration has and play a big role to get any law or any resolution from the United Nations, because that I don't believe United Nation, and the United Nation unfortunately powerless.
What do you hope from your short visit in London?
Well, my short visit is just 3 days. One of them about the satellite TV. because we decided to get our own satellite TV, and we had a meeting with many companies here to establish our satellite TV. And second thing, today I have a presentation to the British people, and I hope how to create or build a humanity front with the Iraqi people, because we believe what was happening in September 11 in New York and Washington, what was happening in London in July 7, before that in Madrid, and it is happening every day in Iraq, the same case, and the enemy is our enemy, the same enemy in September 11 and July 7. It is American administration, political Islam, and American administrations. This the people in Iraq pay the price of this conflict between political Islam and American administration, because that we believe the political Islam has international dimension, and the American administration also has its allies, and the Iraqis turn to the international case, because that our movement cannot defeat this enemy without to get international dimension. And if we built this front from Washington, New York, London, humanity movement, front with the Iraqi people, we can defeat the same enemy, our enemy.